Yesterday we left off with that cash. Kiyodua, Rabbi said, we learned, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you would have held the mito, so you would have been able to burn it even if Yom Rishon was Yom. So we pointed out there's machlokes Rashi and Tosis. How does mitoch work? If on a level of the araisa, do I need a tzarech hayom in order to be matadis? Tosis, Rashi says no. And Tosis says that's absolutely against all the Gemaras. Look at Psachim and Vav. I added on other kashas from cooking for a guy. Seems to be that we don't have a free-for-all when it comes to yontif. Just because you found that the malacha is mutter, l'tzarech l'chol nefesh, that it's going to be mutter, shelo l'tzarech l'chol. No, it's a matir as long as assuming that it has some sort of tzarech hayom. How does Rashi get around those Gemaras? That's question number one. So everybody said, just simply, those kashas of places are not murderous kashas. And it's for the following reason. Let me give you a dumbo, a mosh. There's a running machloikas in the Gemara of mitzvahs tzrichus kavan. Right? Yes, tzrichus kavan, ain't tzrichus kavan. We have the passing by the araisas, the chayodom, mishbrur brings down the chayodom, by mitzvah the araisas, tzrichus kavan. Okay, maybe Megillah is also like a mitzvah d'oraisa, because the Turi Eben writes that it's a divrei kabbalah, so maybe you would have to have kavana to be out to the mitzvah. Good. By d'oraisa, you try to be machmir when it comes to mitzvahs. But even the man d'amar who holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, Rabbi Sai, he admits that what? If you have kavana lehepech, if I have kavana bedafka to not be yotze, that's not going to work, right? You have negative kavana, even if you hold, I don't need kavana, that's not the same as not having kavana, right, Leah? It's like, Lamashal, if we go to last year's Mishalim, there's parav, and then there's milchitz. So like, even though you can have parav with leishitz, you can have milchitz with leishitz, it's a new abdar, you're proactively affecting this entity. So perhaps that's the simple answer from the Gemara Pesachim. And from the Gemara in Beitza about going. Rashi agrees Shaloi L'Tzarech Klal is mutter, as long as it's parav. But if you're stuching the yontif, your mom is cooking L'Tzarech Chol, Ha'oife mi yontif l'chol, Rabbi Rav Chisda P'sachim and Vav, your mom is stuching me? You're starting up with me? You're taking yontif and you're throwing it in the garbage? No. That's already worse than Shaloi L'Tzarech Klal. That's already like kavana hafeches, kavana hafucha in a, according to my number, mitzvah ain't tzrichus kavana. So I could defend Rashi. I don't think necessarily, I think Rashi could subscribe to such a lumdis, to such a yisoy, to answer the kashas and the rayas from places. And even if you hold Shaloi L'Tzarech Klal, you still will have situations that I'm going to violate a din derabbanan. And on the contrary, Rabbi said, I have a raya to Shitas Rashi. What's my raya to Shitas Rashi, Rabbi said? What does the Gemara say? By a mevashel gid hanoshe? What does the Gemara say, Julian? Yeah, but the Gemara says that you wouldn't be chaya for avar or for bishul. Why not? Sounds like what? Shalom L'Tzarech Klal is mutter. You're not eating this. Unless, right? So Rashi could say, that's a riot to me. That even if I'm cooking and I'm not planning on eating it, it's still mutter. What's Tyson going to say to that? What's Tyson going to say to that? Yeah, but the Gemara said, if you hold a mitoich, what? You don't get malchus for that. Right? How's Tosis going to get around that?
He says you're eating,
what?
He says unless you're eating.
So for carrot, that's Shaloi L'Tzarech Klal, so you get malchus.
Well, unless you are eating, so this is
it. Oh, so you're saying, no, Tzarech Hayom means you're an Avarian, but I'm going to eat it. Right. That could be the trap. Maybe you are. That's what he said. So Mela, I didn't violate Mishal. Maybe that's going to be the Machlokes. In a Chanan. So in terms of just rayas from the Gemara, Tosfos Raya's versus Rashi. I don't have necessarily achro one way or the next yet. But Rabbi Sai, yesterday I presented the kasha, my kasha, from earlier Shitas Rashi in the other sugyas. Rashi was the one who told us the reason why we can't pick up the chalash and itbeis and the trumas chametz and feed it to the dogs is why? Is because of achshavei, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being machshavei to be malacha, that since there's a mitzvah sreifas a mela, now you violate a malacha. So I asked you, but that doesn't shtim in the world of Rashi. Because even if it is sreifa, according to Rashi, I shouldn't violate an issur d'oraisa. So that was a kasha I left off with yesterday, Rabbi Yisrael. A bomb kasha. Rashi doesn't fit with Rashi. Rashi from the last sugya doesn't fit with Rashi in this sugya. So now I want to get to the Yisrael the Yisrael. Jeremy's been bothering me, saying, what is Mitoich based on? I get the mechanics, I get the svaras. But what is this? What's the mocker? It's a great kasha. It's a great kasha because the answer is really very unclear. And it's very hard to find Rishonim and sources for this din. The Gemara just seems to take it as an assumed principle. And we're not really sure where it comes from. But in addition to that, everybody said, I brought up yesterday the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is introducing to us the concept of Eichel Nefesh. And then suddenly, within the concept of Eichel Nefesh, he starts quoting the Gemara in Beis on Daf Yud Beis about Mitzvah. And this gets the Minchas Kinuch very upset. He says, well, what are you comparing apples and oranges? Why are you bringing up, in the context of Eichel Nefesh, Mitzvah, which seems to be an entirely different principle that the Gemara is utilizing? I'd like to raise the following question. When the Sefer HaChinuch addresses the issue of Ochel Nefesh, the fact that on Yontif, it's mutter for you to do malacha for food. He quotes a Ramban that says something fascinating. And I think with this might be a tool to try and resolve a lot of the questions that we raised, and really Jeremy's question fundamentally, perhaps, on what Mitoch is based on. You see, Jeremy and I have been assuming that we have to find some source that, just like the Torah is mechadish to us a matir for Ochel Nefesh, now there's a new matir called Mitoch for non-classic Ochel Nefesh. There's an Lamashal. There's an essay Derech Loisase for Ochel Nefesh, and it is a dechiyah that is, sir, for also mitoyach. Perhaps that's not the pshat. Perhaps we've been duped. Perhaps Yontif works entirely differently. Zok Tehelig is for Achinuch B'Shem Ramban. There is no Isser in the Torah when it comes to certain types of malachas. There's a malacha of Aveda that's Aser. Plowing, planting, raking. All of those malachas Avedas in the factories. And then there's what? There's kitchen work. There's malachas Ochel Nefesh. Malachas Ochel Nefesh doesn't have a heter of Esei Deicha Loisase, that the Isser exists and now Ochel Nefesh is pushing it off. Malechas Ochel Nefesh means that's not what the Torah asked. That's not Malechas Avoida. The Torah only asked Malechas Avoida, not Malechas Ochel Nefesh. That's the way the Sefer HaChinuch begins his presentation in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik. By the way, why does he call it Reish Ches Tzadik, Rabbi Yisai? Why does he switch the numbers? It's so confusing. Anyone know?
It's like murder.
Right. Reish Tzadik is murder. So you want to be careful with those numbers. You got to be careful how you speak. If that's the lumdus, if that's a new avenue to understand Ochel Nefesh, so now I can begin to answer the Sefer HaChinuch's question. I mean the Minchas Chinuch question. Now the Minchas Chinuch asks, I don't understand. He was taking a classic approach to Mitoch, like Jeremy and I were taking. That we need a heter. We need a source. We need a mucker for this new tchia of the Isurim that are pre-existing and that are now becoming mutter through the principle called Mitoch. Maybe you got it wrong, Minchas Chinuch. Maybe you have to look at the way the Sefer HaChinuch introduced this concept of Melechas Avoida versus Melechas Eichel Nefesh. Maybe the Isser was Loinemri. There was never an Isser to begin with! If there's never an Isser to begin with, Jeremy, if I have a Tzair HaYoy, or even not a Tzair HaYoy, if I have a Pa'ula that's included in Melechas Eichel Nefesh, as opposed to Melechas Avoida, is that Hutar? Or is that just never not Ness? Pshat is, it's not Hutar. It's not Nivches. It was just never Usser to begin with. So my Shnoh, if my purpose is for Ochel Nefesh proper, or if it's what? Even? I hate to be Mechadashit. Shaloi Lutzar, what? Perhaps that gufa is the aside of Rashi. If you come from the world of conventional wisdom like the Minchas Chinuch understood, Jeremy, and like me and you understood, and we had to fish around, and Jeremy actually found a Yoreim in the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, that he says that perhaps in the Pasuk is also a heter in Ochel Nefesh. No? Oh, Julian found the heter of Ochel Nefesh, so that's a new mucker for Mitoch. Okay, so now we have a matter over here, we have sources for this heter. Now what the rabbi's saying is not crazy anymore. There's some sort of, there's an area to hang my hat on something. I have Eitzes Lenafshi, I have something that I could run the world with, and now I could, but now I'm presenting something totally different, and that's the way the Minchas Chinuch understood. He says, Mitoch has to have a mucker. Mitoch has to have a source. How are you now being matirit for all these other necessities and requirements and sorachim? Mashe Inkin, the Minchas Chinuch says, but why are you calling that a chol nefesh? Right? So now I'm saying, I'll tell you why the Sefer HaChinuch is calling it a chol nefesh. Because it was never necessary to begin with. Because it's not Melechas Avoida. Memele, that includes Ochel Nefesh proper, and that includes that same activity, perhaps even Shalei L'Tzarech Klal. And that's where Rashi is. I'm not saying that Rashi and the Chinuch have to hold each other. But I'm saying now, if you take that Lumdis, now you could even begin to explain Rashi. How could you logically explain that Shalei L'Tzarech Klal, this thing is Mutter? What's being Matir? What's pushing it off? There's no tzorach at all. Teretz Izzah was never Nesar to begin with. It's not Melechas Avoida. And Melechas Avoida was what the Torah said on Yontif. Not Pa'ulos that are usually mugdar and designated as Melechas Ochel Nefesh. You with me, Leo? So Mela, now I can begin to explain Shalei L'Tzarech Klal. Give me 1 second. Im Kein Raboisai, if that's the Pshat and Rashi, like the Sefer HaChinuch, and that's the teretz to the Minchas Chinuch kasha, of why the Sefer HaChinuch is bringing up Mitoch within the context of what? Ochel Nefesh. Nir lefi ani azdaiti raboisa, I wanted to say that that answers my kasha by Achshavei as well. You see, as long as you're walking around and you're assuming, excellent, this is awesome, this is not something that the Torah asked. I'm sailing, I'm good. Why? Because the Torah only asked what? Melechas Avoida. Is it Melechas Avoida? Is it something that now is called Melacha? No! Great, it's Parim. Guess what? Even without a Tzorach Hayom, Rashi says, no problem. It's not an Usser. You're not getting put in jail until you do something wrong. Innocent until proven guilty. Right? So this is an old concept that used to apply. It doesn't apply anymore. Innocent until proven guilty. Right? Good. The boy side. But what happens if in some way, shape, or form there's a chiddush atayra that says, that's malach. Ach shivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malach. That is a malach. So then according to Rashi, what? You don't have a kashil of Rashi. What do you mean? Rashi's matir even shalom tzarek klal. How did Rashi matir shalom tzarek klal? What's the longest of Rashi shalom tzarek klal? How did we get to that conclusion? Teretz is like the Sefer Achinuch. It was never Nesar. It was Meleches Oichol Nefesh. It wasn't Meleches Avodah. Where did your Yitzer come from? The Torah never said it's Osir. Here the Torah said it's Osir. Through what? Through action. So don't ask me, the whole kasha from yesterday is all assuming that Rashi is working with the same mechanics. That just like we have a heter of Ochel Nefesh, so we have another matir of Nitoich. We have Esed Dechalois Asay over here, and we have a Tchiyah of Anisar over here. But once you assume that Rashi says, no, it was never a Tchiyah. It was never pushed aside. It was just that in a classic form, it was never Nesar. But if you now, what? Go to a sugya in Beit Zachov Zayin. Go to a sugya in Psochim and Daf Mem Vav by Chumas Chomet by Chalas Chomet. And now, feeding it to the dogs now, has a shame halacha through what mechanics? Through Akshave? Okay, that's not. So then, maybe you don't have the heter that I was running with. You can't say Lo Nesra. The Torah just answered it. It's half full of a film. That's the Teretz. Akshave can work within Shitas Rashi. Because Shitas Rashi, his Shita about Shaloi L'Tzarech Klal, is fundamentally based off of a totally different principle and a totally different setup and approach to all of Hilchus Yom Tov. Makes gewaldic sense now.
But it's if we now. Say that Malachis Ochel Nefesh was never Osir, then why do we need to have the Toch at all? Why mention Mitoch?
That is what Mitoch is. That's the answer to the Michas Chinuch's question. When the Sefer HaChinuch tells me the din of Ochel Nefesh, he's saying, by the way, it's not just this, it's that. And the man of Michas Chinuch is like, what are you talking about? You're mixing apples and oranges. That's the answer. That is what Mitoch means.
What's Hotzah then? Is Hotzah Ochel Nefesh Melach or not?
Yeah.
Or Melach Hotzah? But Rashi says the Kul Alma and Beta is Beta Malachi. So the Kul Alma Yesh Hotzal Yom Tov.
I'm not following. That's in the Havam in the Gemara. That's before we get to Mitzvah.
No, the Maskana. The Maskana. Rashi says Shema Amina the Kul Alma Yesh Hotzal Yom Tov.
No, that means that we don't agree to the Havam in the Gemara to say that this issue was never asserted on Yom Tov. Avadir was, and it's Mokal through Mitoch.
Rashi says in the Maskana.
Yeah, no, I agree. Meaning, the approach of the Gemara to say whether or not Hotzah was carried over from Shabbos to Yom Tov, that's wrong. Fundamentally, Hotzah is something that can be applicable to Yom Tov, and the reason why it's Mutter is because of Mitoch. And that's why it's going to be Asur b'Dei Rabbanan because of Bayi Avonim.
Yeah, but it's not like, so you can't say that Melachas Ochel Nefesh was not, is Hotzah considered Ochel Nefesh or Melachas Avodah?
I think it would still be all Melachas Ochel Nefesh, but it's mutter through the mechanics of Melachas Ochel Nefesh. The point is, I think what Rashi is saying is that, let's say by Bishul, right? If you're saying, Rashi is just saying it was on the books to carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Now, however, you're going to understand the matir for Yom Tov in general. However, Ochel Nefesh works, that applies to Otzal as well. However you're going to slice it, whatever the heter of Ochel Nefesh is going to be, that's going to applicable to Hotzah at all, as well. And it's not that the Hotzah was never said by Yom Tov.
So Hotzah is said by Yom Tov, the matter of Ochel Nefesh.
Right, exactly.
Completely gets rid of it.
How you understand Ochel Nefesh works, that's we'll have to look at the Sefer HaChinuch to understand the way, or the Ramban, the way it works.
We just said that it doesn't need a matter.
No. Ochel Nefesh, the Torah said that Ochel Nefesh is mutter. Avodah is us. But there wasn't another assumption of, oh no, this is a separate technicality of Hutzah just never carried over and everything else is us. I mean, the way the Gemara originally approached the Sugya and Beit Zadav Yabez was saying, there's a unique halacha to Hutzah. Everything else is us, and there's something unique about Hutzah. Rashi is saying, no, Hutzah was also on board. But fundamentally, There's a heter of Ochel Nefesh, just like there is by Bishul, Afiyah, and everything else. However that heter works.
And why would Rashi say then a guy is not allowed to come to you for Yom Tov?
So I don't even need this Shtickle Torah. That I was just saying that that's just like Chol. That you could just say that that's a guy is a shtach. Or the Rabbeinu Shalom was saying we never ask it as long as it's assuming that it's not for totally different reasons, you know, outside of your colony. It's like a negative sir. It's like a negative sir.
But Shifa's coaching, it's not against Yom Tov. It's something that's independent of Yom Tov.
Maybe it is against. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's outside. Since the Iker is Lugavoa, not for use, and the Mela, it's not one of the things that the Torah was being matir called Ochel Nefesh.
So then, okay, fine. And Ola is not a question then, because Ola has a separate answer.
Right. Yeah, David.
Thank you.
I hear your aura, Avi. I understand where you're coming from. In terms of what Rashi says by Otsal, you're saying the it sounds like he's saying that there needs to be a matir mikoyach esei dofa. I hear.
Yeah. The Torah says by actually the malacha, right? So that doesn't mean usher. That just means it's now being equated with strefa.
Means it's usher.
Strefa.
Don't pick up the chal.
No, but he's saying actually the malacha, meaning this is now strefa.
Oh, he means it's usher. He's saying, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to touch the challah. Why? Because it's a malacha. I'm asking, so what? It's a malacha. But Rashi holds shoel tzara klal's mutter. But the assumption in Rashi is that it's also. That there is some sort of malacha asur over here. Yeah, Asha.
So this new part that Rashi only saying both applies to something that's...
Oh, excellent. Shabbosai comes along Asher and takes the words right out of my mouth. Asher is now going to say, whoa, this might be a great hezber within Rashi, but now it might be, are you with me, Dave? You masking? You guys are good, right?
Yeah.
Comes along now Asher and he says, whoa, this might be a limiting factor in Rashi also. Because once you're understanding that what? That the lomdus of mitoch is like the Ramban, is like the Sefer Achinuch. That it's subsumed in what the Torah never asked it to begin with. Because it's not Melechus Avodah, it's Melechus Ochel Nefesh, and that's the Heter. And it's not a Tchia. So the Memela what? Says Asher, perhaps we should limit mitoch to only be by certain Melechus that are normal, classic Ochel Nefesh, big Melechus. So Taka, if you open up a Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov, Rabbi Yisai, in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph, I didn't put this Mishnah Brura on the Maror Mekaymis, but he says as follows: Mitoyt Shehutra Letzarech Achila, Hutra Nami Shaloi Letzarech, Kegon Kotan Velula V'Sefer Torah V'Kelim. Zok the Mechaber, and by the way, the Mechaber does not say Letzarech Sas, which gets the whole ball rolling. With the Bir Alacha and the guy running the Pesach program, the Mechaber versus all the Rishonim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Zok the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph, the Chayin Adin Bahavara Bishchita Vafia Ubishol Sheheim Malachos Hashayachos LaOchol Nefesh Amrinan Behu Mitoyek. The Act of Siv Hashayachol LaOchol Nefesh Ulevad Yeselchem Kiblu Chazal. That kavana who oisin malachos aregilos leasos letzarech ochol nefesh. Afilu im ata in kavazo letzarech achila etira atera. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Who's he quoting this from? In the Shaar Tzion, he quotes in Sifkot Nahal. Magid Mishnah b'Shaar Poskim who would be our grub. That's a Rambam. Yes, we will grub. But Magid Mishnah says like this. So Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps he doesn't explain. But perhaps, like it's not that you've been learning Mamish Mishnah Berurah say the Yom, you just learn Gzeres HaKosa from the Mishnah Berurah. Even though there's a concept of Mitoch, even though there's a Heter called Mitoch, for some reason, I'm only going to apply that to what? Hotza, Afia, Bishol, Havara, and what? Shchita. Where did he get that from? Where did the Magid Mishnah get that from? I don't say mitoch so mitoch. It's a matir. Not only that, Rabbi Yisrael. have a Tosis in Shabbos that says not like that. Tosis in Shabbos says a Gevaldik is one of my favorite Tosis in Shas. Tosis in Shabbos in Tzadiyeh says something, Rabbi Yisai, because I love Shitas Rishon, and they're going to like throw the Balabatim off the chairs. Like, I want to tell you right now that it's mutter to build a house on Yom Tov. Are you crazy? Why not? What's the problem? You think I'm nuts? You think I'm a kofer? Honestly, there's a heter called Ochel Nefesh. There's another heter called Mitoich. 1 + 1 = 2. Have your cake and eat it. What's the problem? And you'll see in a second how this came up in my service. Okay, even for non-contractors. Well, I'm saying on a level d'oraisa, place is saying that you could, you could keep your business open if you're a construction worker. And what does he say? Why is it not mitzvah? Well, why is it mitzvah? Everybody say? Because the Gemara in Shabbos on Tzadi Hay is telling me that the iser to make cheese when you clump it all together, the curds together, and you're making a block of cheese, right? That's an iser megabe in a toldov b'ayin. Oh, really? So I'm allowed to make cheese. I can make cheesecake on Shavuos. So I'm allowed to make cheese. So memele zok tosis mitoch shalhut shal tzarcha chol nefesh chotchanami shalot tzarcha. I have a matir here. I can springboard. I can be matir there. Where's your mucker? How does it work? I don't know. Urames? I don't know. Whatever. You'll find them all. But there's a svar in the Torah that tells me that I can do it. Great. You know what Tosis says? Why aren't I allowed to do it? Bottom line, what's the reason I can't do it?
Muksa.
No, that's not what Taisa says. Ovdid dechol. You know that like type of thing that the Balabas hears when like ovdid dechol. Come on, that's like when the rabbi doesn't have an answer and he just says yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ovdid dechol. It's like that story, you know, like the rav that moves into the town and like totally got the psak totally wrong. The thing was like totally mutter and like he said absolutely also the rice, so they're like, what's going on? Like, you know, we sort of throw them in the shit. Oh, there's a gra that holds like this. that's what you gotta do. You gotta learn the tricks in the book. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's, I think it's open in the hole. But the emphasis is there really is a dick hole open in the hole. It's sad. There is a dick hole open in the hole. But Ramesha writes in the Tshuva, the reason why you're not allowed to swim in a pool on Shabbos is because open in the hole. So there are things that, obviously, assuming you're not going to violate Schita, you're not going to violate all the other malachas that are potential. But in theory, I could jump into a pool and there wouldn't be any technically an Isser, you know, of the whole. So that's why you're not allowed to build this building in the middle of Midtown on Yom Tov? That's why you can't keep your construction company open? Wait a second, maybe we should keep this place under the DL. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we should. That's Shita Sateisis. Why is this? Why is Nogel Alafa? Clearly, the Mishabura doesn't agree with this. Right? That's out. Right? Wasn't on the list. But clearly, there's a fundamental debate over here. Do I extend Mitoch outside to every single Malacha that I can find in Ofel Nefesh permissibility? Do I work with that wavelength of Taisis that, oh, you found one case that Bona exists. So Neila Mela, I'm gonna allow myself to be Bona. So Rabbi Yisai, we're learning in Yeshivas. Rabbi, I'm gonna take your question in a second. We're learning in Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan is quoted in the Mishnah Brura. Be'er Yitzchak, and the Be'er Yitzchak has a fascinating tshuva, Rabbi Yisai, and I needed to paskin based on this a few times on Yom Tov. There's a guy in my shul who's a very windy yontif, very windy sukkah. And the schach of the sukkah totally got blown away. The Floridians can still hear me. I don't know if you understand. You understand what I'm talking about? You got your chap? You're following? Wind on sukkahs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the hurricane won't
happens occasionally.
Yeah. If you're still clear. If you're still alive by not suffocating from the humidity. Rabbi Isai, I'm just jealous of your weather right now. Rabbi Isai, so what's the din? So the Prima Gadim says, for you to now fix your sukkah, so what's the din, Rabbi Isai? On Shabbos, for me to make a tent, I'm not allowed to make a tent, even if I'm playing a game, Rabbi Isai, even for little kids. I can't make a tent. Okay, we have to learn the dinim. One of these years we're going to learn Shabbos, no? I think it's like... How many?
It's in motion.
or Moshe. No, but I think Masechah Shabbos. We'll learn the Malachas then. It is. I think it's in the Machzor, but I'm not sure when. But that'll be great. Yeah. Lamaisa, there's certain parameters, Agag, Mechitzas, we have to learn the Dinim, Machitz, the Rashba, and the Rosh. But there's a situation you're not allowed to make a tent. But a tent is an Isidur Abonin, it's called an Ol Arad. But the Pindagodim says that that's, when it comes to Sukkah, there's a mitzvah Sukkah. It's like, it's a little bit of an Achshavei. Here you're being Mekayim a mitzvah of Sukkah, and it's really like an Ol Kavua, even though it might be a flimsy tent. And it might get knocked over by the wind, since for these 7 days you're Mekayim the mitzvah. This is like a kvius. This might be an Issa d'oraisa of Ol Kavua. What?
It's supposed to be a Diras Arai.
Yeah, it's called.
It's called Diras Arai. That's not. It's a Diras Arai in terms of its structure and in terms of what the Torah requires for Hilchos Sukkah. But that doesn't necessarily mean that now that's going to classify what the nature of my malach is. The Torah spoke about it. It's a diras arai compared to my house. The Torah wants me to live in a diras arai, but building that and the act of building might be
like
a malacha d'arais. So I hear what you're saying, but that's what the Prima Gaon. I don't think that's necessarily a rai against the Prima Gaon.
I mean, is it similar to the conversation that we brought yesterday?
About?
That the Xerus custom overrides it. I guess we talked about.
I don't think you have to get to that. I think from the fact that the Torah wants this type of matzah for 7 days, and mela, that gives chashivas to your pu'ula, to your malacha, and mela, that's an oil kavu. So now, what's an achamina, Rabbi Yisai? Well, if I fix my sukkah, what am I violating? My violin is the deraisa, or my violin is the rabbana. So no one's fixing their sukkah on their own. Okay? No one's fixing their sukkah on the other. But here's a big issue. Now I got a real issue over here, because this guy's in the middle of Yantif, he's got nowhere to eat. So what do I do? So there is a concept in halacha, Rabbi Yisai, we have to learn this. So you an Erevin that teaches us at certain times, in certain parameters, in certain situations, that you could be mater a shvus de shvus, right? A double derabbanan. A double derabbanan if it's l'tzarech mitzvah sayom, l'tzarech oinim Shabbos, but you need a real tzarech. And you have to really analyze what's a tzarech, what's not, and that's what you need a psak from a rov. It's not so simple, and sometimes it gets a little bit, lax in terms of that, but you need. Shabura says if it's not a real tzarech, it's going to be us. So now, what do I want to do? I want him to get a goy, and I want him, the goy, to now do an only an issa d'rabbanan, because a goy is amir al akum, that's one d'rabbanan, and then I want him to do an issa d'rabbanan. So the problem is, but the Prima Gadol just told me that it's not going to be an issa d'rabbanan to fix a sukkah. It's going to be a what? An issa d'oraisa. Says the Bar Yitzchak, perhaps we could rely on Tosfos and Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Hey, that the Isser of Boina and Yontif is only Uvdin Dechol. So it's also an Isser Derabbanan. So now, according to Tosfos and Shabbos, it's a Shvus to Shvus, and then he adds on. And there's some Rishonim that allow Amir al-Akam alone, even though we don't pass them like that. The Bala Itter learns the Gemara in Erevin that we allow Amir al-Akam even on a Doraisa. So you read Mitzarek, the Bala Itter, that holds Amir al-Akam on a Doraisa with the Shita of Tosfos and Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Hey to say it's a Shvus to Shvus. And that's how you're going to be Matir al-Maisa. Rabbi Yisai, and a few times I had to rely on this Tshuva the Bar Yitzchak in order to be Matir, a person to fix their Sukkah on Yontif. To get a Goy and to fix the Gag because of this Tosfos and Shabbos. This Tosfos and Shabbos saves the day. It's difficult. But straight up, Rabbi Yisai, the Tosfos and Shabbos alone, I would never be able to be matir. Why? Because it is a malacha. It's bonet. Bonet is not one of the situations that we're going to be matir mitayev. Even though we would say, you're allowed to make cheese. You're allowed to make cheese. So what's the reason, Rabbi Yisai? What's the nekudas ha-machloikas over here? So perhaps what Asher was saying might actually apply over here. If you hold that oichol nefesh means that these certain pu'ulos, these malachos, these activities are mugdar as never being usher in melech zavoida, so that's your limitation. But once you get more expansive to bonet and you just have a quirk of a case that it's going to be mutter, so maybe mitoch what might not apply. to those specific types of malachas. Right? Whereas Tosis is saying, no, Ochol Nefesh is a matir, and Mitoich is a matir. And they're both independent matir. And they're both independent matir. Rabbeisai, now we can understand why Tosis needs a Tzorech Hayom. Because if Tosis is understanding that what? The way Mitoch works is that it's a matir. So just like Ochol Nefesh is a matir from a pre-existing Isser, Mitoich is a matir from a pre-existing Isser, and therefore it should very much be reasonable to say that we're only going to be matir this if there's some sort of Tzorech Hayom and necessity to be matir. You don't say it's a free-for-all. And you could say that even Shaloi L'Tzorech Klal, that we're going to now approach the situation, be matir, Shaloi L'Tzorech Klal. So it could be that all of these questions really might be totally on this chakira, on whether or not mitoich is a separate matir, or it's really subsumed within the original shaila of Ochol Nefesh to begin with. And I think for sure we need that in order to make sense of Rashi by the sugyas of Achshavei that we asked before. So this is just trying to, Rabbi said, just to back up a little bit, just trying to make a little bit of sense with all of this confusing sugya of mitoch, and to answer the Minchas Chinuch's question on the Sefer HaChinuch, perhaps a new mahalach within mitoch that might elaborate a little bit on Rashi, and could potentially, I'm not even convinced about it, could potentially affect whether or not you're going to allow it legabe other malachas. Although to be honest, Rabbi, so to be intellectually honest, one could have argued against me also, because the Gemara is saying Megabin is mutter on Yontif. So that is a case of Ochol Nefesh that would be mutter. So once it's mutter for Ochol Nefesh, so why don't you just say that, automatically, according to Rashi, that's not Mugdar as something that would stop Mitoch either. So maybe Rashi should agree to Tosos in Shabbos and Daf Sadieh. One could argue against me with that logic. The reason why I was thinking not to say that is because I think the association of Bona in general, although you find a case that it might be technically mutter, the association in general of Bona is that's more Malechus Avoda as opposed to Malechus Ochol Nefesh, and therefore that would be something that the Torah actually did Aser, and then you have to really work on, so then why is Megabin mutter? You know, why do you have a quirk of a case by cheese that it's going to be mutter if it is Malechus Avoda? It's a little bit weak how Rashi approaches, or how the Sefer HaChinuch approaches that sugya of Megami, and that it kind of plays by both sides of the fence. Yeah, I didn't take questions. Yeah, Ashi.
So, does Rashi's like Rashi saying that separation, right,
that he says
that
mitoch
only applies to
Ochol Nefesh?
Is that only when it's
low
tzarek, but when it is
tzarek,
would it apply to everything, or is it
both of them? No, they work in the same fundamental way. But it's all, one type of mitoch, yeah.
I was going to say the bonus should be also.
Right. I mean, the last RA said, yeah. That's what I'm a little... It needs work. Meaning, how does the Sefer HaChinuch approach that issue of Megabe? Meaning, on the one hand, you're going to allow it for cheese, but you're not going to allow it... I need to work on it.
No, it was Ochol Nefesh.
So then, Mishmur is lav dafka.
Yeah.
If you take that approach, so then Echonami. I don't think the Mishmur is going to be matir mitoch by the poem. Yeah. That's what Magi Mishnah says. No, that's why I think you're going to have to come. You're going to have some conclusion why you can't say that, even though you might accept the Gavir. The Rambam writes beferish, haboine bias biyontif loik. So clearly he doesn't accept Tosis' discussion. What? Like it. Malchus.
So can't we say Rashi's like that?
What? If I walked into the shul and I told them, you build a house in Yod, you get Malchus, I think all the Balabatim would accept that. And it's the Tosis that says it in the fold. They're like, come on, Rabbi.
So can't you just say Rashi and Mishabru are holding like the Ramban? It doesn't work.
Yeah, my kasha is, so Am I allowed to be Megabin?
Yeah, because that specific thing, when you
so
look at it,
according to the Sefer HaChinuch. So according to the Sefer HaChinuch, doesn't that... So how does that
because
now...
It's not a standard occult thing.
So how does that heter work? How am I allowed to make cheese?
Heter works because I'm, this specific thing, it happens to actually
but
be
But is this a malacha or not? You're saying it's not boina when I make it for cheese?
No, I'm saying I think it is, but it goes under ochel nefesh. But then to carry that as a mitoch for other things is not going to
But work. I don't understand, but everything I'm explaining, what the chinuch is saying is that mitoch is just based on ochel
but
nefesh.
But I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying that by those four or five things, those are classic.
Oh,
like
so,
David say,
so David's being miyashed the Mishnah Berurah and saying I'm wrong.
I think Rebbe's right.
No, you're saying I'm wrong. I'll tell you why you're saying I'm wrong. You're saying... Perhaps it's just those malachas. The Mishnah Berurah also understands mitoch as a matir, and you can't apply the din of mitoch, which is a next step in matir, by non-pu'ulos that are classic ochel nefesh. You're doing a half. You're taking the Sefer HaChinuch halfway.
A matir isn't that it's like looking at each specific thing. Or
yes, meaning you're saying I can't apply the heter of mitoch to boina. But I can apply ochel nefesh to boina. I'm saying in the Sefer HaChinuch, the answer to Minchas Charis Kasha, mitoch is based on ochel nefesh. There was never an iser.
Right, but can't you say that?
So if you explain like the way I'm saying, you get stuck.
No, but it only that what Rebbe is saying only applies to things that are normally looked at as ochel nefesh. This,
but what? So, great, because, fine. So right. Why am I allowed to make cheese for ochel nefesh itself?
Just because in this specific instance, it's gonna like I'm gonna look at the end product. The end product is I just made cheese. I just made ochel nefesh. But to then say that thing is going to carry.
So
over
you're there. Saying. So you're a little bit chiseling against the chiddush we're saying. David's saying is that for ochel nefesh itself, there's a loy nemra on a case by case basis.
But to
now extend it to mitoich, it has to be mugdar as what it's the classic usage. I hear what David's saying. Well, meaning. It's just weird because you want to know, like, did the Torah ask for this or not? So David's going to say, well, it depends. If you have an ochel nefesh purpose right now, even if it's a non-classic ochel nefesh dika malacha, we'll be matir for ochel nefesh.
But now to say that
it's mamish loinemra in the ganze malacha, which would now have to assume mitoich, which is also based on that same lumdis that it was loinemra, that's only if the classic malacha is associated to being a malach sabod. It's not so crazy. It's not so crazy. Because that's really what mitoch is saying. Mitoch is saying all situations. So how is all situations? Now you have to need, you need a gansa hagdar in the entire malacha. So he's saying it might work with the same mechanics, but it just is going to be a little bit limited. I hear what you're saying. But everyone understands, Rabbi Say, what we gained from the Sefer HaChinuch. In order to be Asher Blashi, that's what I wanted to navigate, and now Mimela, these Rashis can really shtim. Yeah, Julie.
The Sefer HaChinuch, he also says he needs it so if I know.
Either, all right. So that's what I said to Evan before. I was saying, no, or the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't have to agree to my lumdus. I'm just saying, if you have someone who says, Shaloi Letzer Chayom, it makes sense according to this lumdus. You could still hold that you know, like the conclusion of Tosis, even though fundamentally the way I understand Malachas Ochel Nefesh is like the Ramban. I don't have a problem necessarily with the Chinuch, the fact that he limits either Midrabanan, or even if it's the Araisa, I could still be Machmir, and it just wouldn't work with the Lumdis that I was saying. He just didn't take it the whole way. Right? Right. Just like in terms of Ochel Nefesh, so you just have to say that the Torah was saying as long as there was a Tzarech Hayom, so we viewed that to be Lamashal, Lefi Rashi, right? If you stuck the Yontif, it's awesome, right? So the Sefer HaChinuch could just say it's not Shalom Tzarech Hayom, so what are you doing? Your mom is doing Malacha. Like, this is mom, there's no necessity for this. There's no, that's like Shtach in the Yontif. Maybe you could say it like that. Like, I don't think it's a Kasha on the Yisayid HaDover to say that if the Chinuch just deviates from this Pshat that we're suggesting in Rashi. Yeah, most.
Even if the
stuff.
You want to know, did the Torah matir every malacha for ochel nefesh itself?
I think you have to say that, David, otherwise you have to say that bone is aser for cheese. I mean, it'd be crazy to say bone is aser for cheese if the Torah says ochel nefesh is mutter.
Yeah, no, no. You can't say bonus us for Jesus. The Gemara says.
Like David, that
yeah. I think so. I think it makes sense. Yeah. If you understand that Rashi Shita is that mitoch means this is not a malacha, and that's why it's mutter, and it's included in the original heter, the Torah never asserted it. So if I have another direction and another way through Akshavei to be considered a malacha, so obviously that's going to be Asar Anyan. So I think Rashi makes beautiful sense if you use this yisod of the Sefer HaChinuch, and you say the mechanics of the heter of Ochol Nefesh and mitoch is all under that idea of the Ramban of never being usher in the first place, which makes beautiful sense in why I don't necessarily need a Tzorah Chayom in order to be Matirit. And now, if the Torah now comes in another direction and says, hey, that's a Malacha, because that's the Torah says, B'mitzvah Sreifa, that's Akshavei, so Mimela, even according to Rashi, that's going to be in this direction. It doesn't matter, but Akshavei now created the Shem Malacha. That's all in a normal situation. In a normal situation, mitoich, if I have a tzorach, or even if I don't have a tzorach, it's mutter. As long as it's not called a malacha. The second I got called a malacha in any shape or form, then I lose the fundamental heter of what the Torah said, and the chinuch told me about malacha.
So I'm saying with the case of Bona, where it is, how would we be able to give the same response?
The
Bona, which is the malacha,
yeah.
How are we able to say that it's fine in the same situation?
For Ochol Nefesh?
Yeah, not we have it as two separate things
for Tosfos. No. I was in Rashi. According to Tosfos says there are two separate matir. There's the old nefesh and then there's the mitoch. So it works out well, right? Yeah, Leo.
According to David, why would you be able to require a lulav on yom? Wouldn't we be saying like in Shammah? Because the whole nefesh that's grabbing the mitoch no longer would apply to the case, you know? It's David.
Hotza is one of the ones that even the Mishnah Berurah subscribes to. That's not a Malacha Zavoda.
Why? But because
classically that Malacha is not done on a, you know, in an Avoda. It's normal to do that on a smaller scale,
It's not being driven by Mitoch by itself.
It's as close as Mitoch. No, Hotza works with Mitoch. I think Hotza is included in Mitoch. Whatever you're saying by Afia and Bishol, you're saying by Hotza.
Right, but we're saying Mitoch by Hotza, but Mitoch is being driven by Ochol Nefesh.
That's what I'm suggesting within the Chinuch, right.
So it's interesting, like David, that Ochol Nefesh is driving the Mitoch, but we don't actually quantify the things that Ochol Nefesh doesn't apply to. Like, why are we applying it to this case that this is a Hotza?
Why are you assuming Hotza, Ochol Nefesh doesn't apply to?
Let's say
I need food. Leah invited me over, and I'm
bringing. When you're using food, then okay, what David's making sense.
No, that's Ochol Nefesh.
That's
through mitoch.
But the mitoch only applies when Ochol Nefesh.
When you have a malacha that it itself is normally classically assumed not to be malachas avodah, but makes sense within the category of a limited scale malacha like Ochol Nefesh. So now that will expand even for non-Ochol Nefesh. Mitoch Shotcher L'Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. Hotcher Namishel L'Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. And just like that applies to Havara, even though sometimes I'm driving a car, and that Havara is not going to be Havara Ochol Nefesh, right? So too for Hotzah. As long as Hotzah makes sense within the world of Ochol Nefesh, so now it could springboard and say it applies also for non-Ochol Nefesh. And that could be included in that original heter, just because it's not an avoda type malacha. Because Tosfos is going to say it's not because of the Ochol Nefesh heter, it's because of a new heter called mitoch, and I don't need that hagdara. I just need the technical. I need the technicality. Is does Ochol Nefesh matir or not? So once Ochol Nefesh is matir, so now we have a new heter called mitoch shocho tzarech, hotam shol tzarech, also for non Ochol Nefesh.
Only
the stuff is both
mitoch and
Ochol
Nefesh
are
separate.
I think so.
That's
what
hold Ochol Nefesh and gets to that conclusion also? Why couldn't it? If Ochol Nefesh is driving.
Because I assumed, the reason why I said that is because I, like, right? Because Mishburit, if I assume that bone is usually classically assumed as a non-ochel nefesh malacha. And I would still assume that hotzah is not.
You're saying hotzah
and that's what Mishbura says in the beginning of Tavkov Yud Chatzal. It says this is limit malachas, the things that are not avoda type and are more, you know, limited scale and associated with ochel nefesh. And that's that those are the five malachas that he applies mitzvah to. Well, this has real ramifications. Like, it's going to be a big shaker in the difference whether or not mitoch applies to all malachas. How expansive is mitoch? It's a big nekuda. For what linyanenu, Rabbi Yisai, whether or not you extend it to all of those nafkaminas, linyanenu, I think you need to say this, legabe b'miyashiv shitas Rashi, explaining shitas Rashi, bring a mucker to how Rashi perhaps got to the conclusions that he got to in terms of shalot tzara klal, and now to also add another sniff from the last sugyas of achshave still being able to coexist within the world of shitas Rashi, who seems to hold that everything's a free for all when it comes to mitoch. It's the opposite approach. It's not that everything's a free for all. It's not that Rashi just says, hey, Yontif, who cares? It's not Shabbos, like, let's just go. No, it's that Yontif, the heter of Ochel Nefesh works differently, so Memela, that's what's now going to now ultimately have certain ramifications, and Elchanami, perhaps, Liav, perhaps, that according to that analysis, that might be limiting, like Asher's pointing out, in terms of how expansive you get, in terms of whether you would go all the way to now be Matir Mitoch on every single Melacha. And this is something, when you're learning Hilchos Yontif, you have to really analyze. Do we accept mitoch by every malacha or not? Rabbi said, even if you don't accept it, lamaisa, is it nisidur rabbon or is it nisidur raisa? All these shilas about shvus to shvus, about getting a goy to do these things, they're all going to be these issues of mitoch. Yeah.
Drive a car, mitoch.
Oh, Rabbi said, I brought this up. No, I said it. Where
the Tesla?
Rabbi said, no, the Tesla was on Shabbos. Rabbi said, I brought this up. A person asked me a shilah. I don't remember what it was. A person who was going to the hospital. And they wanted to know the big shiloh in the hospital. Obviously, you're going to the hospital, you have to go to the hospital. You're a woman's giving birth, you have to go to the hospital. So shiloh was, the big issue on Shabbos is coming back. You know, false alarm, whatever. That's the big hack. That's, you know, hack. It's uncomfortable. This is before COVID, right? It's not, it was just uncomfortable. So now you have to really wait. You have to speak to the rub before Shabbos. Depends. How long, what time, is it mamish an hour before Shkia? Like, just wait it out a little bit. Sit in the waiting room, you know, and think about what you can buy after Shabbos. Like, the Reese's peanut butter cups or like a Twix, you know? It's like, you look at the what do you call it, the vending machines, you know, for an hour, whatever, you know. Allow me a lakum for no reason. Okay, now it's Friday night, you know, I have a whole Shabbos, you know, it's a mess. Okay, so that's what you have to really work on. But that's not necessarily the case on Yontif. On Yontif, what's the malacha? It's Havara. So it's Mitoich. So why is it Asa? So why is it Asa? Why isn't David right? Why is it Asa to drive a car? Judah? Oh, excellent. So Gemara says Beferish, this is why. Gemara says beferish that you're not allowed to be moiled esh mechadash on Yom. That's why it's like you have to go to a neighbor. If a fire blew out, you have to transfer from one to the next. Transferring from one to the next is havara. That's mutter. But sparking a fire mechadash, that's moiled esh mechadash. That's awesome. Is that an iser deraiser or an iser derabon? Ooh, that's a heavy shadow. That's a machlokes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya. And the Taz. The Taz thinks that it might be an Issa D'Oraisa to be Moled Esh Mechadash. Namash Abriya. Namash Yesh Me'ayin. And most of the poskim assume, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the Isser of starting a fire, Moled Esh Mechadash, is only going to be us Midrabah. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Let's go back. Oh! So now a Goy is driving a car. What are you dealing with now? You're dealing with not a deraisa anymore. You're dealing with a derabbanan. Now you're in Swiss categories. So it might be noigeya. No, another cheshbon. You know, doctors. You know, what type of isser are you dealing with? Ravadi, if I remember correctly, Ravadi Yosef wrote like this. I remember I had this ha'ara. I'm like, wait a second. Driving a car, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only going to be an isser derabbanan. I remember I found, I think, Ravadi Yosef in Chuvus Yabia Omer. I think he writes like that. He writes that driving a car on Yontif, obviously he's not telling anyone to drive a car, chas v'shalom, you know, and it's a zilzul Yontif, you know, but the Baal Batim are not going to accept zilzul Yontif, you know. They want to, but I can't really do so much better than Moilad Eish. That's all I can get, you know. So,
interesting. The car's already ignited. The car's already ignited, and then how is it even Moilad Eish?
How's the car ignited? You left your car running? You left your car running?
I'm saying, to the guy. The guy's an Uber driver. He's been driving all day.
Oh.
So even if I left my car running, or let's say I have a Tesla.
The car turns over. The
car is on.
Like when you add gas.
But it's constantly putting new.
Battery is electricity. Electricity is derabbanan to begin with. The question is, for me to start a car on Shabbos, I'm violating this
Sederais.
That's
Havar.
That is the classic case of Havar. That's like probably one of the worst malachas. You know, because most of these bulbs, Bizman Hazeh, like we don't have Havar. We don't have, very rarely you have incandescent bulbs, which, by the way, makes things problematic in terms of going to hotels and lighting candles, because you don't really have a fire here. So you don't really have Havar. You're dealing with an Isidur Abonan, something about, you know, whatever electricity. Most poskim, with the exception of the Chazon Ish, hold electricity is at most of the Rabbanan. Shechter holds the Rabbanan. Shmir Shabbos, Shmuel Zalman holds the Rabbanan. Chazon Ish held that electricity is closing a circuit, which would be bona d'oraisa. That you're making the item, you're closing the circuit, you're making it functional. That's been so. In Bnei Brak, they assume like that, and that's why they need generators. But most of us don't have generators, and we don't, because. Because whether if there's a power outage and there's electricity and a Jew turns it on, so the mail it's going to be an issue d'oraisa of electricity, whatever. Lamaisa, what? A guy driving you, and what I was asking, if the car is on already.
Yeah. Is there a constant fire on the engine?
That's a good shaila.
Is it like every second?
But I think the car still turns
there's
over.
More havara.
Yeah, gas to it.
Yeah, there's no new fire. There's new cars. New cars stop. The new Cadillacs, they turn off.
The is just to let you go home?
The ignition turns off when you're at a full stop. But let's say, okay.
Yeah, but if you're talking about a normal car that's in drive, that's not turning off, that all you're doing when you're pressing the gas pedal is you're just adding more havara. You're giving more gas to the combustion. You're not starting a new fire. I don't know. We got to analyze this. Avi, come on. I thought you searched all these things. Avi, get on it. When you're driving a car, do you start new fires?
You add gas.
What?
I think you just add gas.
You just add gas. So more comes up. So it's like adding the kerosene to the bonfire. And a Hanami. So what will be the Isser?
And also the boys do it.
No. But we ask Amir Lakum. So it's Amir Lakum on an Uvdin Dechol. It's even less.
Right, you.
It's even less. All right, guys, we got to get out of this because, like, I'm really scared that we're going to be Matthew real. Let's say something for Purim. Yeah, what?
Is calling is like
seriously.
Is pressing buttons for an Uber driver considered Amir Lakum?
Pressing buttons for an Uber driver is worse than Amir Lakum. You're activating electricity, so you're doing a derabbanan.
So then what's the case here?
In a chanami, you have to get around all these that there. All these things are usur. But Avi's just asking. Let's say you stop the guy on the street, right? And you didn't have to use your phone. You didn't have to violate anything. I want to get in a car, and it's usur.
Keyboard.
You know, is there any malacha? Now,
there'll be a diminishing of flame also every time you break.
Yeah, but you're not allowed. But you can't apply mitoch to kibbutz. That is something that the poskim say. That's great. That's great. So fine. So the new heter is go in the car, but you're not allowed to break.
Rebbe, isn't there a heter for
that? It's like that scene where the brakes don't work. You know.
Rebbe, isn't there a heter for doctors to come home?
There is a heter to the doctors to come home.
Why wouldn't we apply that to pregnant?
It's a big issue there you're just talking about. There's a sugya in Erevin and a sugya in Beitza that says, Hitiru sofon mishum tchilasim. The Gemara says that warriors and people that defended Am Yisrael were able to walk back to their homes after they went out to fight on behalf of Am Yisrael, because if we don't let them go back, they're not going to go in the first place. There's a major shaila between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether or not that heter of etir, and I think it's a machlokes b'shoinim, whether or not that heter of etiru sofa mishum tchilason applies even to Yisurim deoraisa, or only applies to Yisurim derabanan. Because the context of that Gemara is talking about going chutz l'tchum. Going chutz l'tchum, according to many Tanoim, might only be an Issa derabanan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that the only heter that a doctor has for a tiru soif mishum tchilason is to have a goy drive them. But for them themselves to drive, that would be usur, and that wasn't what the Gemara was being matir. Rav Moshe, in the famous tshuva about Hatzalah, applied a tiru soif mishum tchilason even to driving the car itself. The problem is, by Hatzalah, that is also potentially a pikuach nefesh if you're not going to have the Hatzalah van around. So really, to apply to doctors is a shaila. But that is the assumption of what those doctors that drive back, they are being machriya within a machlekes Rav Moshe or Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that's a little bit of a separate question.
Why can we tie out the pregnant woman? I mean, they're not saving Klal Yisrael, but like,
nah,
might,
come on, a woman's going on hospital no matter what.
Rabbi, is that the same
thing
with
the
phone?
What?
We doing with the shinoi as well. We can apply with the phone case.
Yeah, you have to figure it out. I have an article on this in the Yadrin. The Boca Raton, we lost the Boca Raton guys. The Boca Raton Yadrin, the journal that came out, I think it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago I wrote an article. I forgot to unlock my iPhone, and my wife is pregnant on Shabbos. How should I unlock the iPhone? So yeah, try Shinoi. Don't take any conclusions out of this year. I'm just teaching you some principles. Don't do anything, because I feel like I'm gonna get fired after this. But seriously, like, yeah, you have to get it here, and there are a lot of complex shilas. What am I talking about over here? Oh, back to what time is it?
12:40.
Okay, 12:40. Rabbi, we got some work to do, because what we did was we were a little bit explained and formatted where Rashi and Tosfos are coming from. How do we a little bit under can relate to these different makoros and possibly understand what mitoich is about and why you should conclude that it should be l'tzara klal? But now we have to bring it back into chumash. We understand that Tosfos, it was l'shitaso on daf hayim beis in terms of his shita of needing a tzarech hayom, and therefore he says over here there would have been a tzarech hayom. But Rabbi Sai, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we have to analyze this Gemara. And the Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara of Vavam and Aleph tells us, Amrav Yudam Arav, Amoitzi Chametz Bebeitzo Biyontif, Koifel Lovas Hakli. If a person finds Chametz in their house, what do? Nothing. Get a vessel and cover up the Chametz. By the way, is that a chiddush that I'm allowed to get a vessel and cover up the chametz? Is that a chiddush? To be metaltel an item with tzorach something that I can't be metaltel. Does anyone know what that's called? Sugya and Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein klinito elu letzorach davar anito. Rabbi Yitzchak holds, not only are you not allowed to be metaltel mukta, Rabbi Yitzchak says you're not allowed to take something that's mutter and move it around for a mukta item, to cover it, to protect it. Right? One of the reasons some of the Rishonim say why I can't feed an animal shel hefker on Shabbos is because I'm moving food l'tzarech mukta. That's Rashi Shita. We don't pass by that, but that's Rashi Shita. That's why you can't feed animals. So clearly this is right? Ain't clean it all the time, but the Gemara is saying it's mutter. So either we paskin not like Rabbi Yitzchak, we hold that you're allowed to cover mukta on Shabbos. You're allowed to move non-mukta items for the sake of protecting the mukta, as long as you're not moving the mukta per se. Mukta means you can't move the mukta. But what's the case over here, Rabbi Yitzchak? Why aren't I burning this chametz? Why aren't I burning this chametz? What's the situation? So we have Rashi. We place the Ksubas Nav Zayin. But then, Rabbi Yisrael, I want you tomorrow to focus, to do a little thinking. Before you see all the Makaris, How does that shtim back with our sugya and dafheim and bis? And with our taisis, we say, we got some serious, serious problems that are going to be coming up tomorrow, they say, some real loose ends that I'm going to need some serious help with. To try to be miyashir of this sugya with that sugya, see the Ram and the Kesef Mishra, the Shagasari, Mitzvah Shem, have fun.